Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get her done Tuesday. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. It is U2 week, just the biggest band in the world, doing their most iconic record in its entirety at Levi's Stadium. They are doing the Joshua Tree in its entirety on May 17th, and we have tickets coming up today at 9, noon, and 5, and we're doing that all week. So be calling 97 when you hear the cue to call. 9 o'clock will be your chance to win. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
What's that? Streets have no names?
Yeah. Wow, you heard that way so low, too.
So good, super loud, like
crank
in a stadium.
Up. Right. That's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
To sit and watch that whole record get played.
They're so good live, too.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. Still waiting on mine. I can't wait. Can't wait anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I think I ordered them beginning of last week. Free shipping. What am I going to do? You know,
right.
Bitch
no,
about
I'm with
it?
You.
But now I'm like, oh, I should have paid more and gotten them sooner. I want them. I want my pillows. The Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
How about that? David Spade.
That, along with paternity court, our society is doomed.
Oh,
we're just...
there's no question. Hello, have you seen the president? Come on. This is the world we're living in today. So the Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Phil, that's where we know her from. She basically, Cash Me Outside means come outside and let's brawl. I'm a 90-pound 14-year-old. I got this. I'll kick your ass. So David Spade ran into her at a restaurant on Saturday and took a picture with her. Listen, she's out and about now. You know, she's got people. She has a legal team. I'm sure she has a rep. They're talking about a reality show for this horrible person. It's wonderful. So he sees her and says, hey, let's take a picture.
He says it to her?
Yeah, he wants a picture with her. So he
that's weird.
He takes the picture and posts it. And Danielle does not look the least. That's the Cash Me Outside girl, Danielle Bergoli. She does not look the least bit excited to meet him. And he noted that in the caption. He said, how about this? She is slightly underwhelmed to meet me. Unfortunately, she stopped being famous 5 minutes before this was taken.
He said that about her?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Here's the picture.
Lover or hater, you have to give, I don't know, this is genius. She reposted the photo and said, no lie, I thought this guy was the waiter.
I was going to say, she probably doesn't know who he is.
It's, right.
But I would have thought the same of him, that he wouldn't know who she is. They're totally different.
She's everywhere right now, though. I mean, if you're paying attention
all over
at all,
social media.
I only know her. Because you did the story.
Yeah, and I know her because she's everywhere. So, Danielle Bergoli, the Cash Me Outside girl, just totally pwned David Spade.
Did he say anything back?
I don't know.
What can he say?
What's he going to say?
He's a comedian. He could figure it out.
No lie. I thought this guy was the waiter. Ouch. Oh, poor David. You know, I'm going to need subtitles on her show, I think.
Yeah.
It's no better
like
than that.
The Mama June.
Yep.
Yeah, they put subtitles on that, too.
All the time. I need them. You're like, I have no idea what those people just said. Let me rewind it and read the subtitle.
Thought?
Yeah, thought. I actually know what that is. I think you might have explained it to me.
You just learned it the other day, Sarah.
What's that?
You just learned it the other day.
I don't know. Yeah, what is it?
That hoe over there.
Oh.
T-H-O-T.
Yeah.
We were in the office the other day, right?
Probably.
Yeah, Yuzi's the one who told me what it meant, I think.
I use thought
because
all the time.
Something, yeah.
You do?
Well, just for fun, you know. Somebody mistaken my dog, they called him Thoughty. I was like, oh, that's funny.
I don't know that one. But all right.
Yeah, you do. T-H-O-T.
I was thinking that hoe over there. Thank you.
Oh, with an extra thank you on there. Exactly. Thoughty. That's it. We got to call your dog Thoughty from now. From now on. Post up a picture of Thoughty.
Will do.
Oh, that's funny. This is the opposite of funny. Not funny. Kehlani comes up from time to time because that's the Oakland chick, right?
Yeah.
So
the singer.
Mm-hmm. And she's been touring. And she's, you know, she pops up on other people's records all the time. Like she's, I don't know, like the last few months, we've heard a lot about her and she's been in the news a lot. She had a breakdown Monday night on stage and canceled the show, middle of the show. She told fans she felt crazy. She was, looks like, she was set to perform in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I guess this is some early stop on her summer tour that she's got going on right now. And she came out on the stage, not dressed to be on, like in just a big T-shirt that says it says Mercy on the front. If this is the shot from last night, and she told fans, "I can't go to the show. I have to go to the hospital." She was in tears. Her voice was trembling. She promised fans she'd refund them, even out of her own pocket, or reschedule. Last year, I'm pretty sure this is TMZ.
Yeah, that okay. is.
She was placed on a psychiatric hold last year. Authorities deemed she was a threat to herself. She said at the time she tried killing herself over rumors that she cheated on Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that was everywhere.
And
don't you remember that?
I do. And I'm just, you know, wondering what the hell's going on now. Like, you know, it seemed like she was over that and on a roll. She wrote at the time, this is from March 29th. 2016, there was a picture of her arm, just, you know, she's in the hospital clearly and she's all hooked up to IVs or whatever. She said, "Today I wanted to leave this earth being completely selfish for once. Never thought I'd get to such a low point, but don't believe the blogs you read. No one was cheated on. I'm not a bad person. Everyone is hurt. Everyone's in a place of misunderstanding. But as of today, I had no single wish to see tomorrow. But God saved me for a reason, and for that I must be grateful because I'm not in heaven right now for a reason. On that note, by Instagram." Did she sign off for, I mean, is she back on Instagram
oh,
now?
Oh, bye, like goodbye.
Yeah,
I'm like, bye. She's giving stock tips? What?
No. As in, bye, Felicia. Bye.
All right.
Bye, Instagram. So that was a year ago, and now she went out on stage last night and said she just can't do it. She's got to go to the hospital.
Hmm. At least she's going to get some help.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Hey, real quickly about the whole David Spade, Danielle, what's
Rigoli.
Her last name? Yeah, so
Cash Me Outside Girl.
She has 9.5 million followers on Instagram.
And what does David Spade have?
780,000.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's a huge difference.
You think?
Well.
Yes.
So the kids are looking up to her.
In a big way.
That's great.
Are they looking up or are they just looking? Let's just hope they're just looking.
Because, I think he's got 1,800 comments and she's got 9,000 comments.
Yeah. Oh, on these individual pictures.
On these individual pictures.
So she reposts his picture, says, "Seriously, I thought this guy was the waiter." And she's got 9,000 comments.
Are they mostly negative?
How about
that? You can see?
Oh, I'll look at him.
You don't have to.
She
cracked
him.
I don't want to put you through that.
I think he is a genius. I love him.
I
He's
do too.
So funny.
Yeah.
He's Tommy Boy's in my all-time top list. But she crushed him.
Yeah. Oh, she won that round for sure. And he's got his tail between his legs and he's hunkered down in a closet somewhere.
A lot of people are writing, you know, he's worth $40 million. You're just saying this because you're a silly little child. You're so disrespectful, but I love it.
I encourage her.
And then somebody write, "If you're a dumbass if you thought that. If you thought he was the waiter." Have you ever watched an Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, that's the way to reach the kids.
Adam Sandler.
That's funny. I love Adam Sandler, too.
Yeah, most of them are pretty negative towards her.
Oh, they're all hoping to be in a fight with her so they can get famous, too.
Aren't a ton of Kim Kardashian's comments negative, and yet she's got the most followers and
You know, it's interesting. I used to follow her. I stopped following her, but I couldn't believe the things people would say, like, oh, this post isn't trending as well as your last post. I guess you're fading. I'm like, really? Why would you take the time to write that?
Because that's online culture.
Yeah, that's what you do. Mm. You leave a comment. And frankly, these are all people who are hoping for attention. You hope to say something that pisses off someone to the point where they actually respond to you. And now you matter. Now you're relevant.
Now you're calling TMZ or
right.
whatever.
Or just even telling your friends that day at drinks. Oh, yeah, I was in a Twitter war with Kim Kardashian today. Boring. Mm-hmm. Or Danielle Bregoli.
Kim has 99.5 million followers, and Beyonce has 101 million. Oh,
yeah. Does Beyonce have the most? Is she
no, I think it's Selena Gomez, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
That was the latest one.
Yeah,
a couple months ago.
Selena has 120 million.
Ooh, that's a lot of followers. Yeah. That is a lot of followers. Kanye West, speaking of people on psychiatric holds.
Breakdowns.
He is making a new album. He's holed up in Wyoming at the top of a mountain to find his inspiration.
Good for him.
TMZ is saying they know exactly where he is, but they're not going to reveal that. They don't want to interrupt his mojo.
Well, I'm sure if he didn't just use his own money to buy something or rent something, that he probably has friends who own
right
out there, and they could put a studio together pretty quickly.
They're saying he's been there about a week, and he was there 2 weeks ago. So they're saying he's smack in the middle of the creative process. It explains his absence from some high-profile Kardashian events, including the Met Gala, where Kim went by herself. Well, her whole family was there, just no Kanye. And the last time they say he was on camera was Valentine's Day, a Valentine's dinner date with Kim. Mm. He has been ever since he broke down in November. You've hardly seen hide nor hair of the
sense.
Guy.
Yeah. I love that the bands used to do stuff like that. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, one of their albums was recorded in a so-called haunted mansion where they go in and set up a board and clear out rooms and make them a recordable space.
And live there.
And they live there and make a record. I think that is awesome. So good for him. Hopefully this is... I liked the guy's early work. I haven't listened to much lately, though.
Well, I only hear what we hear on the show, and Baby, It's Awesome. Also.
Baby, You're Awesome.
That last record, though, and that live performance on SNL, I was just like, I don't even know what's happening here. Is there a point where Kanye is going to perform?
I love the Paul McCartney song with
Rihanna,
though.
I do, too. It's so funny.
Really
that actually that came up in something else today.
That's a good song.
It's great.
This is the right day to play it.
God,
that is awesome.
I know, I love it. It gives me chills.
Remember that one line in there, because I'll do that in the next story here. So anyway, the last time anybody saw Kanye officially, supposedly, was Valentine's dinner date with Kim. He did not even go to his own Yeezy fashion show, or if he was there, he didn't hit the stage. And he hasn't performed since his hospitalization in November. He has scrubbed his Instagram and Twitter profiles, and sources are saying it's got nothing to do with problems at home or problems with his head. It's about creating music and being up on some hill in, where did I say, Wisconsin?
Montana.
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Mm. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift.
Okay. They're arch enemies.
Not really acknowledged by either one of them in so many words, but she gets asked about it. So Katy Perry.
What, that they're enemies?
Is still being asked about Taylor Swift's bad blood and if it's about her. There was something about Katy stole some dancers from Taylor's tour. They used to be besties and now they're arch enemies. So she did an interview with Entertainment Weekly and they asked Katy Perry that question. Will your new upcoming album have a response to Taylor's bad blood?
Good question.
And Katy said, Well, that's not my question to answer, if it's about me. I think my new album is a very empowered record. There's no one thing that's calling out any one person. One thing to note is you can't mistake kindness for weakness.
Mm.
And that's the line from that song. Or she seems to be quoting it anyway. Do you have that ready to go?
I sure do.
All right, then.
Let's see.
So she says, you can't mistake kindness for weakness, and don't come for me, anyone. And that's not to any one person, and don't quote me that it is, because it's not. It's not about that. Honestly, when women come together and they decide to unite, this world is going to be a better place, period, end of story. Except that's not, she could have just stopped right there. She said, period, end of story. But she went on.
This is Katy Perry talking.
Katy Perry talking, Entertainment Weekly.
Okay.
Let me say this. Everything has a reaction or consequence, so don't forget about that, okay, honey? We got to keep it real, honey. This record's not about anyone else. This record's about me being seen and heard so that I can see and hear everyone else. It's not even about me. It's about everything I see out there that I digest. I think there's a healing in it for me and vulnerability. If people want to connect and be healed and feel vulnerable and empowered and strong, God bless, and here it is.
God bless.
So it seems like she's trying to say something, but by not saying it.
She nailed it, though. The whole weird thing from the very beginning of that story is, why would those two be fighting?
Right.
You're both young female performers, and you've got the world by the... Right?
Yeah, but they are... They do
what are you fighting about? My God.
The dancers?
The dancers.
Yeah. So who cares?
Yeah. Some perceived slight.
I mean, that's so
there's
dumb.
Something else, though.
What
that
is
people,
it?
John Mayer. John Mayer's, I think.
Fighting over a man is another dumb thing.
Is it?
Why don't you just bury that and be two women who figure it out and just get along? So dumb.
That's a great song.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Richard Simmons.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, he's suing American media for a story claiming he was transitioning to become a woman. He claims defamation and invasion of privacy against the National Enquirer for writing what he calls, quote, cruel and malicious stories. He claims in his lawsuit the publications knew the information was false, but felt that Simmons would never sue. He's alleging they thought he wouldn't sue because it would make him appear unsympathetic to people who transition, as if something were wrong with it. And Simmons says in the suit, they miscalculated. The suit claims the stories were based on a source who Richard says has been blackmailing, extorting, and stalking him for several years. One of the stories claimed Simmons was now a woman, had a boob job, and was considering having a lady parts built by doctors. The story claimed he was living in Florida as a, or they claimed he was living as a woman named Fiona. And the suit claims that Simmons warned the publication that the story was false, but they were coldly oblivious to the damage their cruel stories would cause. Inquirer saying, we stand by our reporting about Mr. Simmons and intend to vigorously defend this lawsuit and win public vindication of our reports. So there you go. That's
so
the latest from him.
We found Richard Simmons.
Maybe. Here's
well,
the,
he turned up long enough to
file a
sue
lawsuit.
Somebody.
Right. Well, we saw his lawyers anyway. Here's the cover of the National Enquirer, which shows someone who is dressed as a woman who might have Richard Simmons' face and
yeah,
posed provocatively.
It's a janky photo.
It's not a flattering photo. Conrad Hilton made the news again yesterday after stealing what I guess turned out to be Rick Solomon's car. I guess he used to date Rick Solomon's
daughter.
And Rick Solomon, if you're going, why do I know that name? He was married to Shannon Doherty for a second, maybe married to Pam Anderson for a second, and is the co-star of the Paris Hilton sex tape. So this guy's been around.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now, I don't know what he does now, but he had a Bentley, or has a Bentley, that looks like Paris Hilton's little brother Conrad stole and then drove to his ex-girlfriend's house, and I guess he's been stalking her for a while, and... He was arrested at the girlfriend's ex-girlfriend's mother's house. E.G. Daly is her name. And it's all on tape. And it's not pretty. It's funny. You know, TMZ, you think they've bleeped something, but all they really bleeped is the N-word. So you got to go back in and bleep all the, like, they'll leave the F's and the everything else in there, but the N-word is a no-go. So do you have, here's a little of what it sounded like. I don't know how much you'll be able to make out, but I have some quotes from it.
Probably not much.
That's the Conrad kid screaming?
Yes, it is. Claiming he's being raped.
He's screaming rape.
Mm-hmm. Claiming all right. in a crack pipe you wish you could smoke, but I won't let you. Is what he's saying there.
Yeah, there's he's a delight. He also screamed, I'm Conrad, mother, father, Hilton, don't you forget it. I guess as they were patting him down, they touched his wiener, and he starts screaming rape.
He's why you shouldn't hug children awake in the morning. Like, really, that's a kid who's gotten too much love from his parents. He needs he needs a good, harsh spanking or something in order to understand that he's not... Conrad, mother, father... Hilton is no one.
Bitch.
Who cares?
The third.
List your accomplishments besides being born into this family.
And pitching a fit in this driveway.
Right.
What are your other accomplishments?
It's too much love. Need a spanking, boy.
Anyway.
Or you need some mental health.
Maybe that's it,
that,
too.
And listen, that's what his family is hoping that this arrest will be able to allow them to get for him, because they suddenly care, I guess. His family is going to use his arrest. He was arrested 4 a.m. Saturday morning after stealing Rick Solomon's Bentley, driving it to his ex-girlfriend's house, trying to break in. He was arrested for violating a restraining order after going on that rant against the LAPD. They're saying here, this is TMZ, and it looks like it is from today, that they have not bailed him out.
Why would you?
I wouldn't, personally.
But my guess is there's a lawyer getting ready to say he suffers from affluenza.
Mm-hmm. And that lawyer's name is Robert Shapiro. 23-year-old Conrad has Robert Shapiro as a lawyer, and he will appear in court today with his client, not only ask for bail, but will ask the judge to impose a very specific condition to allow Conrad out only if he agrees to enter a hospital where doctors can diagnose what's wrong with him. Shapiro is calling his client's behavior bizarre and unusual and says that he needs help. They say Rick and Kathy Hilton have struggled in recent years trying to help Conrad Hilton, but the issues clearly can't be solved by discipline. That needed to start a lot earlier.
Well,
kid's a mess.
If he really has something wrong with him, then hopefully they'll get him the help. But it doesn't help to be born with a silver spoon and have people cleaning up your messes your whole life.
Right. Help us out. Help us out. Help us out.
Help us out. We were singing that at Sarah's house all Sunday night.
Ooh, baby.
We were singing it yesterday at the movies, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Help us out. Help
on your double date?
Yeah, on a double date. Help us out. Help us out.
Looks like that movie's no good, huh?
This is the camera. You're reviewing a few movies this week, though.
Yeah, two big ones. Amy Schumer and Jude Law.
Oh. When you see an Amy Schumer tonight?
Yeah.
What time?
You want to go?
Well, what time?
7 p.m.
No,
yeah.
Late.
Okay.
It's too late for me. I would like to go,
in
but
San
I just
Francisco.
I can't do it. I can't go to bed at 10. That's ridiculous. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
An alligator attack.
Oh.
Super expensive shoes. Graduation season is upon us, and more after these.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:37, Tuesday, the 9th of May. This part of the program is brought to you by Hum by Verizon.
Today's weather, partly sunny in most areas, about 70 over in Oakland. In San Jose, I've got, up to about 80.
In San Jose?
San Jose, yeah.
It's supposed to cool off tomorrow, though, right?
Are you seeing? Supposed to.
Yeah. And here in the city, we've got a high of 65 degrees. So.
How pleasant. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com. All right, right now we will take caller number 9-800-400-3697. All week long we're hooking you up with tickets to Friday's sold-out Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival starring Maroon 5. These are Friday single-day tickets. This is for Friday, May 26th. Single-day general admission tickets to attend Bottle Rock Napa Valley. Caller number 9-800-400-3697. You could win an ultimate Bottle Rock Napa Valley weekend experience driven by your NorCal Acura dealers, including a pair of three-day VIP passes and a three-night hotel stay. Enter in the contest section at RadioAlice.com. But call right now and you'll get those single-day tickets for Friday, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our website. You can watch this show. Our guy, Vaughn, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Vaughn.
He is running the cameras. So you can watch the show.
Yeah.
Warriors got the win. They swept Utah 121-95.
Warriors.
They get to kick back now and wait for their next game.
Take a little break.
Former President Barack Obama has returned to the scene. They say he's back in the spotlight and is being cheered by Democrats. Unfortunately, it's also being explained. You know he can't run again, right? So that's a problem, they say, as Democrats are still sifting through the wreckage of the party's crushing defeats in the November election. They say it just magnifies the emptiness. I'm sure there will be people that step up. I mean, after this election, or after this president has his run, it should be an easy pickings, right?
One would think, but
it already should have been an easy pickings.
I clearly can't pick a winner in these races.
Right. Sierra Lamar, you may know this name. Jurors say they have reached a verdict in the murder trial of a man accused of randomly abducting and killing the 15-year-old girl. I remember the search for her because I lived in San Jose at the time. And where I would ride my bike, we would see people out there. They were looking in this little lake. And they were looking all over the woods out there, trying to find her body. They never did. But anyway, she was 15, on her way to school. And the verdict will be read today at 9 a.m. It's been a three-month trial. And Antolin Garcia Torres has pleaded not guilty in the killing of the 2012 disappearance of this girl. He's 26. So anyway, that's today at 9 o'clock. We'll bring that to you. Sierra Lamar's verdict. On the front page of today's USA Today, I just mentioned a little bit of politics there as I talked about how Barack Obama, our former president, is getting back in the game. On the front page, they're saying as commencement speeches are booked, they're looking for people who will not talk about politics.
Well, that's the thing.
They want people to make the focus of your speech about these young people
and
about
futures.
Their futures and not about the political reality that we're all facing today, which is Donald Trump is president. Anybody whose commencement speech could be put on an editorial page of a newspaper doesn't understand the job, they're saying in this article.
Hooman, sounds like there's some work out there for
you. Yeah, man.
Got your whole failure speech ready to go,
Have you been asked to speak at any of these graduations coming up?
Not yet, but I am going to go visit.
But you're available. You want to put that out there?
Well, no. I am going to go visit a school today that has a lot of disenfranchised youth whose lives are being transformed. So report back about that tomorrow.
Can't wait to hear how that goes.
If you care.
In the article, they say, we already have enough people trying to talk about the president. This is about the kids and their graduation. It's right around the corner, right? When's your kid graduate?
The 9th or the 6th or the 5th?
Today's the 9th. Oh, June 9th.
June, in a month.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Soon, though.
Does he have a cap and gown?
You know... if he does, I'm not in charge
does
of that.
Does Marin not do that? They're so
they
forward thinking.
They do it,
there.
But he didn't go to regular high school
so
this year. So he, I don't know what. I believe he's walking with his class, but I'm not positive. There's a. He went to a different school this year. So I don't really know. And that John's
John
in charge of
that.
I, well,
today.
You know.
We're gonna
I'm
need
out
to
of
know.
The loop on
so
stuff.
He's off that campus entirely, or he would leave
off the campus?
Campus
entirely.
Wow,
he did,
really?
He did College of Marin classes, and then there's like a satellite school. Mm-hmm. It's called Tamascal, and he took his regular classes there.
So he mowed through most of the stuff he needed to get done early on. And
he got a lot of stuff that's right. required for his Berkeley degree out of the way this year, which is really nice
wow.
for a
wow.
tune of, you know, a tenth of what it's going to cost over there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
I know. It was a great, you know, I didn't know if he should do it, but in the end, it worked out great.
Well, a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, some of the friends I have who have college-age kids who I've been talking to, including your kid, you hear they are so well-prepared and well in advance
mm-hmm.
as they're heading into this I just wasn't ready.
Me either. It wasn't even on my radar.
No.
I was like, college?
Yeah,
what?
Me looking up going,
ah! Right.
I well, just wasn't ready.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with hitting the community college for a year or 2 years.
I went to four of them, everyone.
No problem with
Thank
that
you.
Because honestly, the college, then your high school grades don't matter. They see that you graduated high school and they look at how you did in college, in your college classes, and they'll take you based on that.
But then you start doing the community college courses and snowboarding season comes and poof.
What junior college did you go to, Vinny?
MiraCosta.
All right.
Check me out over here. Couple wasted semesters. Couple good ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
That first year I was okay. It was the second year where I found out other things to do.
Yeah. It happens.
A 10-year-old girl was swimming in a lake near Orlando on Saturday when she was attacked by an alligator. She's alive because she's a badass.
Oh, what? 10-year-old.
The alligator that attacked her was about 9 feet long. It latched onto her left thigh.
Jesus!
She says she had recently been to a wildlife park in Orlando called Gatorland and had learned what to do if you're ever attacked by one.
And what do you do? I've been to Gatorland, for the record.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
I lived in Orlando for...
Is it neat?
It is neat. Lots of gators, and they actually take like a chicken carcass, and they—I mean, you can't believe how high these things can jump out of the water to get that chicken.
Wow!
Like they're putting on a show.
Well, those tails—I you know. Mean, that's got to be what they're launching with, right?
I guess. I don't know, but you're like, holy good lord! Thank God I'm not in the water right there.
She'd learned you need to punch a gator in the nose.
Oh!
It stunned it for a few seconds, and she was able to use her hands to pry its jaws open and escape.
Really?
She ended up with some puncture wounds on her leg, but it looks like she's going to be fine.
She lived! Oh, I'm alive.
This is her leg.
Let's have a look at that. Oh, damn.
She's got puncture wounds, but she's going to be
okay. 10-year-old badass. Good for her.
Yeah.
Man. It seems like those alligator stories never end with a happy ending. Like the last
right.
alligator story we heard out of Florida was horrific. But listen, if you're in the water in Florida, there are gators everywhere.
Yeah, like it's
every
like
retention pond, every drainage ditch. It's unbelievable.
Being in the ocean and saying you can't believe you were attacked by a shark.
Right. That is where they live.
Right. That's their thing.
Yeah.
They swim. Neiman Marcus just started selling a pair of shoes called the Future Destroyed High Top Sneaker.
Future Destroyed High Top Sneaker.
They say it's a pair of men's basketball high tops that look like a dog tore them to shreds.
Future Destroyed.
And they cost $1,425.
Yeah.
How much?
$1,425. They are pre-destroyed shoes. For your fashion
yeah,
purposes.
That is, okay.
I mean, is anyone buying those or is
yeah,
this a PR
I bet
stunt?
You. No,
well,
I
yeah,
bet you someone
buys. These collections.
Oh my God, you look at the picture?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
They're torn to yes. shreds.
It's ridiculous. They look like junk shoes.
Yeah.
Worse. I've got some crappy shoes, but
And I'll sell them to you for $1,000.
These are the things where your toes are hanging out the
right.
front.
And
the,
like look an at alligator the, attack those shoes.
Right. Look at the tongue on it. It's all ripped. There's only half a tongue there.
I know that it seems cool to people to buy the pre-broken jeans
right.
or you see it. I told you they do it to instruments now to make it feel like a
vintage guitar
right.
or whatever. It's not shiny and new.
These shoes are ruined, though.
I agree.
Just ruined.
Awful.
All right. And by the way, $1,400, only Conrad Hilton can afford those.
And he's the only douche who should be wearing those things.
Because even the dad, Hilton, has some idea what it takes to make money and is probably like, no, I want new shoes for my money.
Yeah, and I want them to be shiny.
Right. Oreos.
I love them.
I ate them every day when I got home from school. Mm. 3 o'clock, Mom had those things, you know, kept a pack, got some milk. 3, 4, 5, 6 Oreos. All right, I'm going to go play.
I've got my sugar energy.
Oreos now been releasing an endless parade of new flavors like cinnamon bun, brownie batter, Peeps, and Swedish fish Oreos.
Oh, Swedish fish Oreos.
Now they're launching a new contest where you can submit ideas for the next limited edition Oreo.
Mm.
You can enter by using the hashtag #MyOreoCreation. And it looks like the person who wins gets $500,000.
Damn. Crayola, listen up.
And Oreo will actually produce and sell their flavor.
Oh, we got to think one up.
What would you want?
I don't know.
I love blueberry stuff.
Just like the, you know what's so funny? Blueberry totally popped in my head.
I love blueberry smoothies or whatever.
Yeah.
I like a raspberry smoothie,
People
too.
People like that. I actually like the fake banana flavor. Could do the fake banana flavor with the chocolate cookies, you know? People
oh, that's not bad.
Chocolate banana shake.
Although that is really not artsy enough to catch the imagination.
It's got
to
be.
Of, like, I loved your Misty Mountain. What was that? The blue
color? Yeah.
Was it Misty Mountain Blue?
Something like that.
I liked it.
That was it.
But someone had already thought of it, been entered.
But the banana.
I know. I just can't think of anything funky enough. I'm trying to think of stuff I wouldn't eat, you know? Like, how about mushroom flavor?
What you need is
blue cheese Oreos.
What about that fruit with the tamarind spice?
Oh, the spice,
like the
yeah.
Tajin.
Watermelon tajin.
Tajin.
Vinny.
What about that?
Well, what are you saying it into the mic
really?
For?
It's horrible, but.
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to.
I know. It's a nice thought.
It's got to be more exotic than banana.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just blueberry.
Because I'd actually eat the banana, but I know it won't capture the...
Right. I like your watermelon, like a watermelon tamarind. Is that what's it called? Tamarind?
Tajin?
Whatever. That thing. How about that? And use Ritz crackers for the outside instead of the cookie.
Okay.
You know, like a, you know, a cracker.
Oreo is saying,
cookie.
Back up. One. Not Ritz.
Yeah.
All right, I won't write that in my entry. I want my $500,000 for coming up with
one
that.
One too far. We're Oreo. Not Ritz. We're Oreo. Our text
leave the
number.
Sugar out of the cookie part.
What?
Can't they just leave the sugar out of the Oreo cookie part and then just put like a sweet and spicy center in there? I'll try that.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
It's not for me because my point to telling the story was I just like the regular Oreos when I was a
kid. I don't need all these funky flavors.
I don't know. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 510 says, what is the name of the Kanye song you keep playing?
Oh, that's it's called 4 or 5 Seconds, I believe, and it's
that's
Rihanna,
correct.
Kanye, and Paul McCartney.
It's really
Crank
good.
That up. It's so good. I want to hear that. Today's the day, too. Woo!
There is someone suggesting banana cream brulee Oreos.
Now you're talking.
Okay.
That's
like
exotic.
Add that like other nonsense in there.
Yeah, right.
So foodies go, oh, you've captured my imagination. There you go with that guy.
So good.
650 says, man, Vinny, don't hug your kid awake. I'm saying the kid's got... There's something up with that Conrad Hilton kid. He's
oh, yeah.
a silver spoon, and he's clearly going to pull that affluenza crap.
Like I got to say, it's a curse sometimes to be, you know, born into a super rich family and just be rich your whole life and everything's handed to you. It does not bode well for adulthood.
Right.
When you've never had to work a day in your life.
Or running around and inflicting his nonsense out there on everybody.
He is a nightmare, that kid. We were listening to the TMZ tape of his arrest in a driveway Saturday morning
just
at 4 a.m.
Screaming.
And screaming awful, ugly things. Including, do you know who I am?
Right.
Which is always a delight.
Seems like his parents did bad parenting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it does seem that way.
214 says, it's my birthday too. Listening to you from Dallas, Texas.
Oh,
happy
hello,
birthday,
Dallas.
Yvonne. That's from Karen. Who spells it weird.
How's she spell it?
C-A-R-Y-N.
Not good.
It's fine.
Everyone go to the @Al73 Instagram. Wish Yvonne a happy birthday.
Says the lady who... immediately upon meeting someone named Sarah says, with an H or the wrong way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, in particular.
Well, but you're going to accept that?
Yeah, Karen with a C and a Y, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I can make that out. I don't have to figure out what that is when I see
it
on a page.
Well, does it become Karin?
Karin.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with we didn't get to the charts yesterday, so we'll find out how everything did. But then Jimmy Kimmel was back on his show last night and, continues to be hilarious. And who is going to run for office? You'll be very excited. Actually, you won't care at all, but I'll tell you anyway after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.